Professor Cliver by Trish Purich.
Assistant 1.
Professor Cliver.
Assistant 2.
Deborah, daughter.
Trevor, son.
Scene 1. The Professor's Laboratory. Professor Cliver is looking out the window and scratching his head. Assistant 1 and Assistant 2 are working on inventions.
What a mess out there in the yard. It's those stupid trees. They're a real problem.
Why are they a problem, Professor?
They're always dropping their leaves and making a mess.
I see what you mean. Someone should do something about them.
I have a great idea. Trevor! Deborah!
Trevor and Deborah arrive on skateboards.
Yes, Dad?
I want you to go outside and rake up the leaves.
Yes, Dad.
They go to rake up the leaves.
Was that your great idea?
No, I have a brilliant idea for a new invention. I'm going to get rid of one of the biggest problems around.
Are you going to find a cure for hiccups?
No, better than that.
Are you going to save all the endangered animals in the world?
No, better than that, too.
Are you going to sort out global warming?
Nope, even better than that. I am going to rid the world of those messy trees.
What?
You heard me. I'm going to get rid of trees. They never do anything anyway. They just stand there dropping leaves everywhere, and they block out the sun too. Here's my idea.
He picks up a notepad and starts drawing in it. The assistants huddle round and watch.
What do you think?
Well...
Right, let's get to work. This is what we'll need.
He shows them a list.
If you say so, I'll go and get started.
I'll help you.
The assistants hurry off. Scene 2. A few days later, the professor and his assistants are looking proudly at their work.
Hey, this is looking really good. Just like the real thing.
Only better. And it was so quick to make.
Trevor and Deborah come in on their skateboards.
Hi, Dan. We've come to see what you're doing.
He stops and stares.
What are you making, Dad?
That looks like a concrete tree. That's exactly what it is.
It's looking fabulous, don't you think?
I have created the perfect tree.
The perfect tree?
Yes, the perfect tree. This tree will never drop leaves, so I'll never have to rake them up.
You always make us do that anyway.
This tree will never die. It won't rot. It won't grow any new branches to block my sunshine.
You don't have to plant a seed and wait for it to grow.
And it's strong. The branches won't break off in a cyclone.
My concrete tree will be famous. People won't need real trees anymore.
But, Dad, people will need real trees.
Whatever for?
Trees are really important.
Really?
Yes, Dad. Trees give us food to eat. They make oxygen for us to breathe.
And they give us shade.
And we can climb them.
And they give us wood.
And they look good.
Trees help the planet.
Okay, okay. Perhaps my concrete tree isn't such a good idea after all. I'll get rid of it.
He picks up a hammer and walks towards the tree. But he stands on one of the skateboards and falls over.
How many times have I told you not to leave those things around?
Sorry, Dad.
Are you all right?
Yes, I am, luckily. And I've just had another brilliant idea.
What's that then?
Wheels! They're a real nuisance. Look how I fell over when I stood on that skateboard. It's got me thinking. Why are wheels always round? Why do they roll everywhere when you don't want them to?
Good point.
So, what we need is something like this.
He picks up his pencil and starts drawing again.
My design for a new wheel. Look!
A square wheel.
That's really clever, Professor.
That's why they call me Professor Clever. Now, let's get to work.